Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You may remember that increasing competition between insurance companies was a major goal of the healthcare package that the Congress passed earlier this year. They didn't say anything about increasing competition among the healthcare providers, though, and that's kind of what's going on in Ohio. Cleveland Clinic is one of the country's most prestigious hospitals, and the clinic recently made a deal with Lowe's. That's the home improvement company. The company is now offering heart surgery to all of its employees who need it, totally free of charge. The catch is, they have to fly to Ohio and get it done at the Cleveland Clinic. Joining us with details, Scott Graff, a reporter at WFAE Public Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina. Scott, you spoke with Bob Erie, a senior VP at Lowe's, and he told you why he said the company is doing this.
Well, I think one of our objectives was to disrupt the healthcare system a little bit and make sure that people knew that the competition is what we're looking for, and that it's not just local.
How much of this is a desire by Lowe's to increase competition among healthcare providers, and how much of it is just the fact that they made a deal with this hospital and they're going to save some money?
Well, the bottom line is that they want to save money. They looked at their costs, and they felt like they were spending much more than they wanted to or needed to on expensive follow-ups to these initially costly heart surgeries. But I think in the process, you know, Mr. Erie and the rest of the folks at Lowe's and the Cleveland Clinic who negotiated this, one of the positive side effects of this deal, in their opinion, is that it will increase competition across the country.
Well, here's Lowe's employee Michael St. Clair, who qualified to get his heart surgery done at the Cleveland Clinic.
It was like a dream come true. This was just unheard of. It took maybe a few days to kind of sink in that I would not have to pay anything.
Okay, well, Michael St. Clair seems very, very happy before his surgery. What happens when he returns to wherever he's returning to, North Carolina or wherever, and he needs to find a doctor locally?
Yeah, Michael works at one of the Lowe's stores in Roanoke, Virginia. I believe he was the second or the third Lowe's employee to have this procedure done at the Cleveland Clinic. One thing we talked to him after his surgery about was what's next, and he said that all he had to do through this entire process was make a call to the Cleveland Clinic, and everything else was handled by those people, including a follow-up with his original cardiologist in Salem, Virginia. So even that part, the aftercare back when the patient gets home, is coordinated by an advocate through the Cleveland Clinic.
Well, that's interesting. The company Lowe's says this is going to increase competition, but you also spoke with somebody, the president of the Sanger Heart and Vascular Institute. They're the clinic closest to Lowe's headquarters in North Carolina, and here's what he had to say.
It's comfort. It's being able to sleep in your own bed. It's coming to a doctor you trust, a doctor you know. Doctor's going to be there for you when you're finished. I mean, I even think people who get their cars fixed, they don't just take it to any of them. They have their guy, and they go to their guy to get their car fixed. They can get their car fixed anywhere, but they go to their guy because they trust him.
He doesn't seem concerned. He says people are going to just feel comfortable staying with the people they know.
Yeah, Mr. Colavita says that this is a game changer for them, but it's a game they're now willing to play. But the bottom line is he thinks that the fact that people want to be close to home, they want a waiting room full of friends and family when they have their surgery, he thinks that will ultimately win out, even though they could be saving upwards of thousands and thousands of dollars if they choose to go to Cleveland to have their surgery done there completely free of cost.
Well, I think if they work at Lowe's, they'll probably go ahead and take the chance and travel to Ohio. Scott Graff is a reporter at WFAE Public Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina.